You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org. We're connecting you to Northern Minnesota.
The Great Northern Radio Show is broadcast in front of a live studio audience.
Live from the Chief Theater in Bemidji, Minnesota, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Here's Katie Haug and the Occasionals. Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. The Great Northern Radio Show features music, comedy, and stories from Northern Minnesota. We're the big, big show from your hometown. Tonight, broadcasting from the Chief Theater in Bemidji, Minnesota. Indeed, contrary to evidence that doesn't suggest as much, it is spring again in Northern Minnesota, and we are celebrating at the Great Northern Radio Show. Joining us will be the Great Northern Radio Players, featuring C.J. Anderson, Brett Carter, Katie Haug, Lauren Nickish, Jason and Louisa Skorich, and Taya Renee. Tune in later for some great local talent, including Cage Jamber and Taya Renee. But first, let's meet an exciting band from Duluth, Minnesota, making waves in the Northern Minnesota scene. Here they are, the Lately's.
Try to follow in your arms. You never really wanted me to go there. but I wanna say the truth. Maybe I was sitting in a different way, 'cause I knew our future wasn't gonna see the light of day.
The Lately's. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown, and that's right, it's been a long winter in northern Minnesota, real long. Well, how long is it, you ask? No, you didn't ask that? Well, I tell you how long it is anyway. This winter was so long that the Bemidji City Council banned snow cones. This winter was so long that you needed an oxygen tank to reach the peak of the parking lot snow piles. This winter was so long that the only dates that high school girls can find for prom are actual penguins. But they already have a tux. Okay, in fact, you know what? For more on how bad this winter was, we're joined by our special correspondent. He's got thousands of followers online. In fact, one of his online weather reports was viewed by almost 2 million people this winter, so that means he can't be wrong. Here's Rob Fairbanks with the Res Reporter.
Yeah, this is your Bemidji weather report for today. It's about 32 above. And it's not even snowing outside right now on this spring day. It's almost like that old saying, you know, April snow showers bring May flowers, you know? Or maybe it was more like snow flowers, you know? Holy, we got a lot of snow this year. Now it's melting, and now I got baby creeks and baby ponds in my yard now. I stepped out my front door, I almost drowned. Good thing I know how to doggy paddle, you know? Just paddling away, you know? Went inside, I was all soggy, you know, just soggy. Shoes are all just squishy, like that's when a thought occurred, you know? Yeah, it can happen. I had a thought. I thought, yeah, I need to start a yard fairy service. There you go. I was like, I get a bunch of wild ricers that are laid off right now. They can't be too busy right now. They'll have you come up to your house, you know, and they'll come load you up in their canoe and pull you from your car to your front door, you know. They'll even grab their knockers and knock on your door for you. All for a small fee of $49.49. That's because we like to sing 49s at the 49. Well, you know what's really got me is on the news, they were talking about that old groundhog, you know, that old groundhog. Came out, didn't see a shadow. Now it's supposed to be early spring. That was a good April Fool's. God is good, that old groundhog. He was probably like, watch this. I'm gonna act like I don't see my shadow. They think spring's coming. Luckily, it wasn't a polar vortex. Oh, that just burned. I almost burned my buckskin off my drumstick. It's bad. Well, if after the show you go home and you find yourself needing a ferry ride to your front door, give me a call. Tell them Big Old Bob sent you. That's a Bob with a big O in front. That's it. Thank you.
Rob Fairbanks. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting from Bemidji, Minnesota, often described as the first city on the Mississippi River. The Mississippi is one of the three great rivers in the whole world. That's why we've invited the Itasca State Park Interpretive Radio Dance Troupe here to perform. They've developed an original show about these three majestic rivers.
I am the River Nile. I pour myself into the Mediterranean Sea through the fertile valleys of Egypt. I am born from the marriage of the White Nile and the Blue Nile. My tributaries flow north from the distant lands of Rwanda and Ethiopia. I am the ancient trough of all humanity.
I am the River Amazon. I was named for a tribe of strong warrior women. I hold more water in any river in the world. I carry life through the Earth's greatest rainforest and produce more than a fifth of the fresh water flowing into the oceans of the globe.
I'm the Mississippi. I was born just outside Bemidji, yeah, up Lake Itasca way. I got a skinny neck, but my bottom's a mile wide. The fellas don't seem to mind.
Herodotus once wrote that Egypt is the gift of the Nile. My overflowing banks grew wheat, papyrus, and indigo, cultivating both the written word and the language of the body.
The Amazon cradles some of the most interesting and deadly animals of the world. The anaconda slithers in my shallows, and the piranha nips at my deep. Giant otters and river dolphins charm the people of my jungles.
I help haul stuff up and down the middle of North America. I got 29 locks and dams to keep riverboats afloat. You know what that means? When people see me, they say, "Damn!"
My watershed drains 1.26 million acres of Africa, pulling in the waters of Lake Victoria in Tanzania and Lake Tana in Ethiopia. The ancient Egyptian calendar was based on my annual cycles of flooding.
I gather myself in the mountains of Peru, flow eastward through my continent, depositing a plume of nutritious muddy water into the Atlantic Ocean. I support an entire world of underwater life.
Oh yeah? Well, the early 70s rock band Mountain wrote a song about me. Can any of you say that?
Listening to the Great Northern Radio Show. Our next musical guest is from right here in Bemidji. His new self-titled album is out now. Here's Cage Jamber.
Thank you. This song's about being a good neighbor.
What neighbors do. This town's big enough for me, and it's big enough for you. Say hello when you go to get the mail. Wave at me across from your garage. walk, the grass is always greener on your lawn. I know you haven't known me long, but I would water your plants if you are ever gone. 'Cause that's what neighbors do. This town's big enough for me, and it's big enough for you, and you, and you too. I'll bring potato salad to your barbecue, and then invite you over for a dip in the pool. If I had a pool. Don't have a pool. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Big enough for me, and it's big enough for you. Said, 'cause that's what neighbors do. This heart's big enough for me, and it's big enough for you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to play a little word association with you right now. If I'm going to say some words and you just think about, you don't have to tell me, just say it to yourself silently, what you think when I say these words: damp, moist, squishy, slush, sludge. Now, what do those words have in common? Well, they're all pretty gross, that's for sure. And they're all associated with spring in northern Minnesota. The Center for Disease Control doles out good advice every day. You really should check out their website. One of the most useful items is this: if it's wet and it's not yours, don't touch it. That's not just good health advice, that's good life advice. Here in northern Minnesota, however, that becomes tricky, especially come springtime, because everything is wet. Your shoes, your pant leg, your coat sleeve, your car, your pet, your car pet. And it's a cold wet. Spring means putting on warm, dry socks and stepping in a cold puddle by the door, lifting up your foot and groaning before putting your other foot, the dry one, into the same puddle. Cold and wet, just like a healthy dog's nose, only the whole place smells like the rest of the dog. If winter's all about staying warm and summer's all about staying cool, then spring is all about maintaining a socially acceptable odor. And just like those other seasons, you're going to fail at least some of the time. You know, in the fall, we struggle to keep out the rodents. In the spring, we struggle to keep out the water. But at least you can trap the rodents. Water comes into the house more ways than a teenager past curfew. It seeps through the ceiling, dripping down from a roof damaged by ice dams. It leaks from the windows and doors like batter out the side of a hotel waffle maker. The water bursts from broken pipes, awoken from winter hibernation like an old man whose bladder control isn't what it used to be. Water even sweats through the cement of a home's foundation like beads of perspiration on a tubby jogger. You cannot stop the water any more than you can make a junior high school smell like potpourri. You can try, though, but like the unrelenting forces of time, gravity, and refrigerator mold, the water eventually presses through. Grizzled concrete installers speak of water like the coming hordes of barbarians at the fall of Rome. There's a road along a river near my house. It's underwater now, as it always is in April. Folks drive through it until the first guy stalls, and then the county puts up a cone and we drive around it. Thousands of years of human history, and we still chart our path by the moving water. The cuffs of your pants cling like shower curtains. If your shoe has a hole, you will soon learn about it. Everything is wet. But then again, human beings are mostly water. That's just a Minnesotan's way of knowing that it's spring. We can all take solace in the fact that it will be warm and dry soon enough, just in time for the forest to catch fire. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Here are the Lately's.
It was just another Saturday when you walked in and looked my way. You said you'd like to see me the next day, maybe take me out on a date. Well, I was frazzled, so I made you wait as I stared down into my plate. But a part of me thought it was fate, so I looked at you, said, okay, 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 okay. And you took me by surprise when you admitted that you looked into my eyes. And in that moment it was as if you realized that you meant it when you looked into my eyes and said you wanted. We went out on a Friday night, walked through town with our hands locked tight. You said I'm beautiful in the moonlight, kiss me later with a good night. And even after we had our first fight over something mundane and trite, you knew the two of us would be alright, and the future was looking bright, bright, bright. So bright, bright, bright. So bright, bright, bright. Alright. And you took me by surprise when you admitted that you looked into my eyes. And in that moment it was as if you realized that you meant it when you looked into my eyes and said you wanted.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Chief Theater in Bemidji, Minnesota. We're approaching the annual fishing opener, the day when the state of Minnesota says you can fish for walleye, northern pike, and other trophy species of fish. One of the unique political traditions here is the governor's fishing opener. Now, these events often become much more than photo opportunities. Because they occur during the legislative session, the governor often settles political disputes on the boat as well.
Governor Connor, will you and the Speaker Jenkins talk politics on the boat today?
No, today Speaker Jenkins and I are here to fish. Maybe if we learn to understand each other, we'll have better luck with our budget negotiations on Monday.
What do you say to that, Speaker Jenkins?
The governor is right. We're not Democrats and Republicans today. We're two red-blooded Minnesotans looking for a shore lunch. So, shall we shove off, Governor?
I think so, Mr. Speaker.
What about the threat of the state government shutdown.
Legalize marijuana?
The Purple Rain Act.
Are we far enough away from the news cameras?
Yeah, looks like it.
Oh, I hate your big stupid face. You suggested we hash out our differences on the lake this weekend. Now, instead of going out with a guide and getting my picture with a big-ass fish, I'm supposed to come back with a budget deal and a big-ass fish.
That's how it's done, Governor. If I didn't play hardball, you'd be spending down our treasury.
On roads, jackass.
And big government bureaucracy.
Spell it. Spell bureaucracy.
I don't have to spell it. I know what it means. Let's just get fishing.
Bait's right over there.
Bait? I thought we were fishing with tackle. You know, the little spinning things and whatnot.
It's 42 degrees. We're not catching anything. But if you want to try, we have worms.
Worms? Why did it have to be worms?
What's your problem with worms?
Just don't like worms, that's all.
You're afraid to touch the worm, aren't you?
I am not.
Aren't you? This is great.
Didn't you grow up in a resort? Why don't you put the worm on the hook?
Ugh, listen, buddy, little secret for you. I haven't touched a worm in my life. My dad put them on the hook. It was the only way he could get me on the boat. Then I went to law school, and the only worms I ever wanted to handle were $500 an hour clients and political clowns like you.
I'll meet you halfway on E12.
You'll increase education spending if I put a worm on your hook?
Yeah, but you can't tell anybody, and I have to catch the biggest fish.
I'll need 85% of my E12 request to put a worm on your hook.
That's insane. You'd have to eat a worm to do that.
I am not eating a worm. I believe the children are our future, but those little jerks aren't worth that.
I knew it. Soft.
Listen, pal, how about I sign your big tax cut if you eat a worm?
I love tax cuts. But you have to eat one, too.
For E12?
For E12. And I want the deregulation bill. Oh,
that's two worms. And I get health care reform.
Health care is three worms.
Two.
Two and a half.
Done. And you eat the other half.
Only if you shelve recreational marijuana.
Oh, come on, man. Kids love the reefer. I need the kids to vote. That's a full worm.
I'll eat six worms if you drug test welfare recipients.
Oh, well, that's just a cruel showboat policy. It doesn't save any money. Hey, give me those worms. Here's my education worm.
Read my lips. No new taxes!
Healthcare is a right, not a privilege!
This was the scene captured by cell phone video today as Minnesota Governor Samantha Connor and Speaker of the House Randy Jenkins consumed an entire container of night crawlers on Lake Bemidji this morning. Dirt and all. Local resident Shaky Bogdovich captured the footage on his cell phone from his trailer house cabin.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Them fancy politicians just ate the worms like they were Twizzlers. Oh, I tell you, it makes me think twice about who I voted for.
And who did you vote for?
Marijuana.
That's all from here, as the Minnesota governor's fishing opener has now become one of the biggest scandals in state history. Back to you.
Ah, yes. A little peek behind the curtain of how things really work. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Thank you to the Great Northern Radio players. And tonight, you may notice we've got someone new sitting in with the players, and it so happens she's also a very talented musician as well. Say hello to Taya Renee.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Now, we were talking earlier, and you were born in Minneapolis,
yes.
But you have one of the longest journeys from Minneapolis to Bemidji I've ever heard of. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I was born here in the Minneapolis area, but my dad actually is an actor in China. So we had to travel a lot with him when I was very young. So we moved to China where he was, and we went all over the world with him. So we went to Paris, we went to England, like all over the place. And during high school, we actually moved back to the United States, but in Washington State, in the central part, Wenatchee, if anyone knows where that is. And and then, you know, I graduated high school, and I felt like, you know, our whole family felt like we really needed to get back to our roots and figure out, you know, who we are and just get back to where we belong, which is, you know, the Minnesota area.
Awesome. Well, how does that experience being all over the place like that influence your art?
I just think that no matter where you are in the world, art is so much more different in different places. Like in China, for instance, they still sing old opera classics on the side of the road. I mean, you can capture some old lady just singing in the middle of the street, singing some opera song. But here, R&B and jazz has completely engulfed our culture. And because of that, I feel like I've been able to take different parts and just really change the way I see myself and my music.
What stands out, now that you're here in northern Minnesota, what stands about this part of the world?
Oh, definitely how nice and homely everyone... Homely, that's not the right word.
Homey?
Whoa.
What are those...
I can English,
it's not,
I promise.
It's not false, but it's also not usually said. Yeah.
Homey, is that the right word?
Homey, I think you
homey,
were going for.
Yeah, that's the right one. Oh, my goodness. Like, excuse my poor English, I spent most of my life in China. But definitely just how accepting everyone is, and, you know, we haven't been here very long, and already people are coming back like, oh my goodness, I know your grandmother, let me introduce you to some people who can get you in the music business. And I'm here like, I just moved here 2 weeks ago, let me first just, like, you know, unpack my bags, but sure.
Well, you're already making an impact, so you're going to play a song for us. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so a big thing that I love to do when I have free time is to just, you know, have the creative process of writing something down, whether it's a poem, a monologue, or a short story. And I was in French class in high school, so one of the big things that came to my mind while I was writing was, how could I write something in a foreign language and make it sound beautiful? So me and my best friend, Google Translate, worked together, and we created this piece, which basically tells the story of a young girl going to Paris and finding someone who really connects to her on a deep level.
All right, Taya Renee, everybody.
Sky, the moon was full in mid-July. The magic of a French cafe served with chocolate souffle. I saw a man standing there with emerald eyes and perfect hair. He noticed me, a small town girl who dreamed of traveling the world. He comes to me in secrecy and asks if he could dance with me. And soon before I knew it, he had quickly swept me off my feet. And then he whispered in my ear, oh mon chéri, viens d'être danser avec moi. Matin de somme, jouer léger assis les soirs. Toi, mon chéri. The music plays soft and slow. The sky was painted by Van Gogh. A world of glamour and beauty. But he's just got his eyes on me. He holds me close, a kiss, and then he asks to start over again. So we both begin to dance together in with him, my worries disappear. Oh, mon chéri, viens d'être danser avec moi. Matin, nous sommes joués, laissés assis les soirs. Oh, mon amour, pour rêver, viens dans ton vie. Lasse-moi à tes toits. city of love, and I am all you see. Oh, my feelings seem so clear. Oh, my darling, will you come and dance with me? Tonight the night is young and you and I are free. Oh, my darling, I'll make our dreams reality. For you will be mon chéri.
Taya Renee, playing with our band, The Occasionals. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and it's springtime, which means many of us are considering the interior design of our homes. Now, you can't really achieve a new look without new paint, and that's why this is one of the busiest times at the paint counter of the local hardware store.
Are you the new kid?
I guess I'm 32, so... Are you Wally? I'm Celia.
Over here, behind the paint counter. I'll show you how the machine works.
Great. Let's get right to it. First day of work at the hardware store in my hometown. Let's learn the paint mixer. You know, I was an actress in New York, off-Broadway. Well, it was dinner theater in New Jersey. Anyway, I'm back, and I...
First, you open up a can of base coat. Pour in the tint. Then you put it in the mixer, push the button. That's the job.
How do you know which tint to put in the can?
Well, you could punch the color code into the computer and let the machine do it. But I've been at this a while. I prefer to do it myself.
That seems dangerous.
Nah.
Hi there. I'm wondering if I could get a gallon of Jasper Jive.
Ooh, Jasper Jive. That sounds fun. Here, let me enter the code.
I told you, not necessary. It's green with a little bit of black.
Whoop, whoop.
There you go.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Amazing. You did that from memory?
Maybe. I don't remember much.
Hello, 2 gallons of Lilies of the Fruited Valley, please.
Coming right up.
What's this one?
White, just white. They expect me to put something else in there to prove it's not white, but that's white too.
Funny.
You think that's funny? I also like to tell customers what I really think of their paint when the mixer is running. Like E.T. when they found him in the creek.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, you have wonderful taste. Here's your paint.
Ah, thank you so much. And my husband says I'm too bold to try such a color.
Have a nice day.
Don't say that. They have to go home and paint. Just grunt.
Like that?
You'll get there.
Hi, I'm painting my apartment this weekend. Could I get a gallon of number 4537?
Sure, I'll look that one up in the book.
Princess Pepto.
Excuse me?
Princess Pepto. The brightest pink that we can legally sell. Between nurseries for baby girls and cancer fundraisers, it's our most popular color.
Terrible.
Rigid gender roles limit human potential.
No, I mean that cancer causes people to buy pink paint.
It's a mystery. Paint doesn't cure cancer. Might cause cancer. There's a warning on the can. There you go, miss. See you. Wouldn't want to be you.
Thank you, doll.
I have no idea why they're always so happy.
Wow, I'm impressed, Wally, but I've got to ask, why are you still here mixing paint after all these years?
Because, young Celia, when I dream in rainbows.
Wow, that's amazing. It's the most beautiful thing I've heard in years.
The doctor says it's the paint fumes. But I still see rainbows. Now you're getting it.
I've been standing right here before, and I'll do it every time. I never think I lose, but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. Said these lies. I ignore what my heart tells me, and I'll break it every time. I never think I lose, but it's a losing game. And I'm breaking all the rules, thinking that I'm gonna change. Oh, it's good that these men don't know each other. Every time I lose one, I can just move on. I always find another. Look at what mistakes I'm making now. I'm jumping right on in when I know it's gonna end somehow. Look at what mistakes I'm making now.
Katie Haug with The Occasionals. I'm going to take a risk right now. I'm going to talk about social media out loud. Now, it's a risky move because talking about social media outside of social media often makes it sound silly, petty, insignificant, a colossal waste of our collective time and resources, the killer of democracies and the destroyer of reason. And of course, it's not all of those things, at least not yet. Worse yet, I'm talking to an audience in rural Minnesota, you know, where not everybody uses social media. And talking about tweets and memes and likes might make these audience members think we're talking about some kind of strange venereal disease that young people catch when they spend too much time on their phones. Which brings me to my point. Social media is a venereal disease. Now think about it. Social media begins innocently enough. You start following people you know well, people you trust, then you start following people that you just met. Before you know it, you're friending people in the park, the back alley, on the bus, your cousin. Nothing matters anymore. Just the next friend, another notch in the otter box. Furthermore, once you catch social media, you can't get rid of it. Sure, you can treat and manage the disease. You can learn to live with it, but you'll always end up wishing you could go back in time and put a cover on that phone. It wasn't worth it. That's right, we've got an STD, socially transmitted digitalization, also known as the clap emoji. This STD doesn't just affect young people. Oh no, the fastest growing sector of this disease is among our senior population. And no, I'm not talking about the greatest generation. They learned their lesson back in the war. No, I'm talking about the baby boomers, the free love generation. Hey man, want to groove on some of these pictures of cartoon characters with ill-informed political arguments written on them? They're far out. You got to watch out for that guy. He's out there. Just say no, like Nancy Reagan said. A recent study by researchers from NYU and Princeton show that social media users over the age of 65 are twice as likely to share information from fake sources as those aged 45 to 65, and they're seven times more likely to share fake news than 18 to 29-year-olds. But that's not to excuse young people. A Stanford study from 2016 showed that 88% of students got their news first from social media. That seems about as wise as everybody selecting their pickle jars from the bottom of the pyramid display at the grocery store. Clean up on aisle earth. See, long ago, printing something for others to read took effort, time, expense. Imagine having to cross-stitch every Facebook status update. You'd probably put a little more thought into it, wouldn't you? But here it is, it's the future. Up is down, left is south, purple is aardvark. Not only can people produce a fake newspaper that looks real, they can digitally generate a photograph of you applying a name-brand hemorrhoid cream on the front page of that fake paper. It takes minutes with the right software. So what do? We cross-stitch ornate swear words in our spare time to relax. It's a doozy of a situation, folks, but there's hope of remission. My son, for instance, wants no part of social media, mostly because he sees how it's turned his mom and dad into a pair of corn-fed zombies. I'm afraid to say that abstinence is the only 100% effective prevention technique. Scientists are working on a cure for socially transmitted digitalization. I have confidence this will end this social media disease in our lifetime. We can hope, but perhaps it goes without saying, it would really help if you shared this show online and like it and comment and tell your friends, your real ones and your fake ones and the bots and the strangers in the bots. Don't forget the bots. And really, I'd really just like it if somebody noticed me over here. Just notice me. Please notice me. That's what it's all about. Please notice me. I'm Aaron Brown. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show. Welcome back. Here on our stage, Cage Jamber. Cage, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm hosting a radio show in the greatest city on the Mississippi River. Oh, wait. Hold on. Grand Rapids is equally as good. No, I got to be careful. Grand Rapids people who drove over here, you're okay. So, Cage, tell me about the album that you recently put out. How did that come together?
I've been collecting little snippets of songs that I could sketch out or record on the iPhone, that kind of thing. But to have them all put together on one cohesive album has been a goal of mine. So I applied for a Region 2 Arts grant to do an album, and I got that grant. And I just want to say that Region 2 brings a lot of arts and culture to Northwest Minnesota, and it does a lot of amazing things for our community. So I was very honored to be part of that family as well. Absolutely. Give it up for them. It taught me a lot about boundaries because I recorded in the studio, which is also my bedroom. So when you wake up and you look at your computer and you know how much work you have to do, you have to draw boundaries, and I wasn't very good at that. So.
Well, you got a great album out, and we're going to hear another song right now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Live right now, 'cause you got one chance to
Thank you.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji, Minnesota. Among other things, Bemidji is the purported home of folk legend Paul Bunyan, an imaginary lumberjack who suffers from gigantism. As you might know, Paul wears a plaid shirt. As such, you find plenty of plaid patterns in Bemidji. In fact, everyone just knows that plaid means Bemidji and Bemidji means plaid. But we here at the Great Northern Radio Show struggle with how to talk about plaid on the radio. I mean, what if you've never seen plaid? What if it turns out that plaid is actually a garment and that the pattern is actually called tartan? That's why we've made a significant investment for tonight's show, all the way from the Scottish Institute of Patterns in Glasgow. Here to describe plaid is Professor Reginald Scott.
Picture, if you will, an infinite plane of red viewed from above. Now, imagine, if you can, a symmetrical grid of black lines superimposed over this plane of red. The effect, red boxes. Next, we superimpose stripes of grey, pointillistic black dots in dense patterns that appear to cast shadows upon this infinite plane of scarlet. This is the tartan pattern, suitable for weaving into a plaid garment like a kilt or a shirt. But you could even add additional stripes of other colors. Every color known to man could be incorporated to create the ultimate plaid, a tapestry of fathomless size with acres of colors visible only to deep sea creatures, high order birds of prey, and certain rare spiders. However, this plaid, this ultimate plaid, remains purely theoretical. Thank you.
Professor Reginald Scott of the Scottish Institute of Patterns. We hope that we've turned your ears plaid. Back on the stage with us on the Great Northern Radio Show, this show made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here to close our first hour, it's Taya Renee.
A crazy game only meant for two, and in my wildest dreams this love's meant for me and you. But then she came, a work of art, pushed me aside and stole your heart. You left me here to die. Oh, what could I do?
Cause in my dreams we're
make you happy, I could make you cry. And I would love you till the day I die. But even then I'd love you still, because you know you
Thank you.